former Cheektowaga council member, Stephen Nowicki. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for letting me on. You know, funny enough, the last time I talked to you, I wasn't a councilman, and right here again, not a councilman again. So isn't that a funny change of the world?
That is something, Stephen. So, you know, I looked at this, and so could you explain in your, obviously from your view, what exactly happened? How did we get to this point where you had to step down over residency? The whole step-by-step.
Sure. So, start of the year, obviously, I'm living in Cheektowaga. That's the only property I own. And, you know, just going through the process of that. And the wife and I were just browsing, looking at homes, thinking like, oh, you know, maybe something to invest in our future one day. And we happened across the house that we all know about nowadays. And essentially through the mortgage process, we were talking with, I don't know if it was our lawyer or mortgage broker. And the entire time we were like, hey, we need to, like, I have a job I have to do. Is it right if just the wife lives there? Oh, yeah, sure. At this point in time, I don't know whether I was lied to or misinformed or what have you. But essentially what it came down to that we all found out about was it was required that both the people on the paperwork had to be residents there and not just the one that I was informed of. And it's a bit apropos that somebody who's elected to read out contracts and put it in place gets taken down by one sentence in all the documents. So that's really what it came down to. When we purchased the property, I was of the understanding she could live, my wife could live at the one property. I could live at my house in Cheektowaga. We could abide by both of those agreements. And it all turned out that that was not what the official record was at the end of the day.
So because, I mean, what did they claim? Because there's people in Congress who don't live in the house they own in their district, and they can represent the district in Congress. So just because you own the house in Cheektowaga, that's not enough. You had to be living there 12 months out of the year. What was the exact language?
My understanding of the law and what I was told was there's really no, like, 50% of the days plus one, it was your intent of living there. And that goes down to essentially whatever, if this went in that direction, whatever judge would look at this would feel whatever my intention was to the best of it. So I had to be at the mercy of the court of public opinion and the court of this judge's opinion on whether or not my intent was living at that house, whether or not, you know, I felt it was that way. I was going to be at the mercy of what the some possible other person would think of. And, you know, I try to split my assets between the houses so my wife didn't have to live in poverty and I could live a little less well off. But as some people that I confided with pretty much told me is a judge probably wouldn't believe you. And for me to be willing to fight something, even if I thought I was in the right to at the end of the day still lose, that was a bunch of damage that I didn't feel that the people in the town needed to deal with, my fellow council members, my fellow party members. I didn't believe that strife would be worth what would eventually probably still have me lose at the end of the day, even with good intentions.
So who pointed this out to you? Was it the Democrats? Was it the town of Cheektowaga? Who was the one that finally said this probably isn't going to work?
It liaisoned through my party chair, Lynn, my local party chair, Giermeier. She was telling me that I guess the people she was talking with at the higher level, the lawyers, were like, this is going to come down to a lot of opinions and how people feel and what they think is the right thing. And essentially, if you think you're going to win, you know, you have the right to do so. But this is just the phrasing I've been doing is like the juice just ain't worth the squeeze. Like, even if I think I did everything right, if one person thinks otherwise, well, then we all lose.
So, Stephen, what's next? What's next? Now that you have former Cheektowaga council on your resume, what's next for Stephen Nowicki?
Well, I think the best thing is kind of reviewing what I want to do in life and trying to do a better job at that, because the God's honest truth was when you try to put a lot of work into doing a good job on the council, as much as they say it's part-time, you know, it took a toll on my mental health for sure, my personal life, my relationships with others. It's just extremely difficult to commit to something that you really believe in, and dealing with, just by the nature of the business, the people in the town that are dealing with the worst things, whether it's either problems from outside the town that you have to deal with for people's properties, or people who just have strife in their life that you need to solve, or internal politics within like the structure of the town. It's just dealing with all that is such a stress that I think taking a step back, figuring out what my best values are for going forward and excelling at those would be the most important thing for me right now.
So when you look back on it, was it a lack of communication on your part in the vetting process, or was it a lack of being communicated the exact rules by either the party or the town?
Look, ultimately, at the end of the day, this falls on me. I signed a contract with one sentence that took everything down where it said, both people need to be on there. If anybody who signed mortgage documents before knows that there's a whole lot you got to read through. And just because it's a lot to read doesn't mean that's not my fault, and I got to own that. But that's really what it came down to, because I talked to so many people about this, not even just on my side of the political spectrum, realtors, people in the political sphere, civil workers, and everyone thought, yeah, this is like, as long as you're not living there full time and making it so you're the Sheep to Water councilman from Buffalo District, that it's not going to be a problem. But evidently, one sentence out of all that paperwork is the kicker.
Now, Stephen, you've also been quite vocal on social media, and I had a, if I knew you were calling in, I would have found this post, but you did have a post where you said something about Cheektowaga Republicans, and I completely forgot what the post was, but can we expect that commentary to continue?
No, God, no. The day I got to resign from my position on the council, I deleted all my social media because that is just a strain on everyone's mental toll, and mine too. I don't feel, I didn't take back what I said, and I'm definitely not going to repeat it on the air for the sake of you and your station. It brings out the worst in people, genuinely, on all sides, and myself included. I'm a blue-collar guy, construction worker, electrician, so I've definitely said far worse in my days. But do I think that reflects well on myself or anyone else? No, but does it reflect on how I was feeling? Definitely. I think I'll probably stay as much away from the public eye as possible, just for I don't see a need to be in there right now. I never was before, and God willing, I don't need to be in the future.
I always say, Stephen, social media, it's we didn't realize how other people talked in their echo chambers, and then you had social media, so now you're saying it for everyone to see, and I think we're more divided now, and I think social media really plays into it, but people were saying those things in their in one-on-one conversations 25 years ago. Now you have social media and everyone is repeating it, and then everyone goes to either their True Social account or their Blue Sky account, and it's just like these online echo chambers, and it really is an insight to how some people feel just based on their political opinion.
What upsets me the most is I think what the other people were saying was much more egregious than anything I had to say, but they are not the council members, so the spotlight isn't on them.
Yeah, I have to say, with all just 100% honesty, it was sent to me, Stephen. I didn't see it on social. It was sent to me, so I couldn't tell you what else was said in the comment section, because obviously it was cut out and sent to me just your post. So I can't. To be fair, I can't say, and I'm sure you could probably find the back and forth just as bad. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about not giving you the heads up. I actually only heard that I was a subject of this segment a couple minutes before this even happened. So, my bad.
No. Stephen, as I always say, I miss the days. Back when I first started here 16 years ago, you would have, a Sandy Beach or a Tom Bowerly talking about a Democrat in the city of Buffalo or in Erie County. And during the break, that Democrat would call the hotline. Yeah, I want to talk this out with Bowerly. Great, you put him on. Now, it's as if, too many politicians, they run away from that opportunity instead of, what you did. Hey, you're going to talk about me? Well, then I'm going to call in and defuse this before it gets out of hand. I wish people who are still in elected officials, Stephen, I wish they would do exactly what you did, because I think we all need to talk. As Mitch Nowakowski says, we all need to talk to one another. And if I can set that example, I'll be glad to do it 6 days a week right here on WBEN.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm pretty, I think you and I probably disagree on a good number of things, but I bet if we didn't need to talk about the things on the fringes that really don't affect our day-to-day life and just had a beer and talked about what are our communal values, that I bet we could get along pretty well.
1,000%. Well, Stephen, I really appreciate you talking this out and having a conversation about it. And anytime you want to be back on the show, you just call in. We'll have you right on.
Thanks for always being a great guy to talk to. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Nowicki, now former Cheektowaga Council member.